she kept on getting weaker as day dragged into day. The doctors gave no hope for her, she seemed to fade away. My hours were filled with constant dread. Time became a knife that slowly and relentlessly cut the cord of life. There was a teacher in the region then, and some of us had heard that he'd healed a paralytic by the power of just his word. So with hope again rekindled, I went at once to see if I could find a man named Jesus from a town in Galilee. I began to search the city, and soon I saw the crowd. They were pressing in to touch him, and they called his name out loud. But with the strength of desperation, I pushed them all aside. I threw myself before him, and from my knees I cried, "Lord, come and heal my daughter. Even now she's close to death. Her fever's uncontrollable. She fights for every breath. God's given you the power. Life is yours to give. If you'll just lay your hands on her, I know that she will live. She will live. She will live." He'd just begun to go with me when a face I saw with fear came towards me with the news I knew I didn't want to hear. And although I tried to steel myself, I trembled when he said, "Why bother the teacher anymore? Your little girl is dead." But then Jesus touched my shoulder, and he told me not to grieve. The trembling stopped when he looked at me and said, "Only believe." Then he sent the crowds away, except his closest men, and they followed right behind us as we started off again. But we were still a long ways down the road when I heard the sounds and cries of the mourners and musicians as they strove to dramatize my grief they had no business with beneath their loud disguise. And my wife just sat there silently and stared through empty eyes. Then Jesus asked the mourners, "Why is it that you weep? She isn't dead as you suppose. The child is just asleep." It only took a moment for their wails to turn to jeers. "Who does this man think he is? Get him out of here." But with authority I've never heard in the lips of any man, he spoke and every sound rolled out with the thunder of command. Sudden silence, they all hurried for the door, wondering what the reasons were they'd ever come here for. Then he called his three disciples that were with him on the way. He led them and my wife and me to where our daughter lay. He took her by the hand, told her child arise, and the words were barely spoken when she opened up her eyes. She rose and walked across the room and stood there at our sides. My wife knelt down and held her close, and at last she really cried. And then Jesus told us both to see our daughter had some food. But as to how her life was saved, not to speak a word. Not to speak a word. But I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell somebody. Gotta tell somebody. Gotta tell somebody. Gotta tell somebody. Somebody.
Gotta tell somebody, gotta tell somebody what Jesus did for me. Gotta tell somebody, gotta tell somebody what Jesus did for me. Gotta tell somebody, gotta tell somebody what Jesus did for me. Gotta tell somebody, gotta